The following program has been furnished and paid for by Auto Pros Radio Show, and KSCV is not responsible for its content or the product. Rolling up the doors, the garage is open, and here we go. The Auto Pros Radio Show. And now, here's Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros.
All right, good morning, Houston. Welcome to Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Robert with Auto Tektronics. Here with the Warranty Wizard, Diesel Dynamo, Mr. Jody Chesser.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Sitting next to him there is the lovely Miss Lynn Beckwith with Beckwith Automotive or Auto Care. Or which one
car
is it?
Car Care.
Car Care.
Good morning, y'all.
I got it right in front of me. I can't even see.
Happy gloomy Saturday.
That's right.
It is. It's really overcast out there. Y'all be careful on the roads.
Yeah. And producing our show today is the multi-talented Mr. Gary Knight.
Let's do it.
Can't do it without him.
A.K.A. GBK.
GBK. Gary the Black Knight.
That's right.
All right, let's take a minute to give us a call today, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Get your call in. You get two for one. The whole show today is two for one.
Wow, that's a special.
That is a deal.
Ching-ching.
It's worth every penny you pay for it.
You're going to be busy.
That's right. All right, we'll take a minute to thank our sponsors that help keep us on the air. Out in Katy, we got Gary's Transmission Service. He's at 21925 Franz Road there in Katy. He is the transmission man. He's the guy that knows whether it's going to go forward or backward when you put it in gear.
That's right.
And how to make it do it.
That's right. How to make it do it. How to make it do it every time.
Right.
So give him a call at 281-347-8888.
That's right. And out in the KD area as well, we have Auto Tektronics. That's Mr. Robert Gruner Shop. Yep. Celebrating their 40-year anniversary out there.
40 years.
That is a long time to have the same name on the building.
Congratulations. That's right. So if you need your general maintenance done, if you need major repairs, whatever you need, Auto Tektronics can take care of you. They're located in Katy proper on East 5th Street. Give them a call, 281-391-7617. They'll take great care of you. And then out in the Humble area, that's Beckwith's Car Care, Lynn Beckwith's Shop.
That's
been out there over 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have all your construction completed out front.
We have a driveway.
Wow.
We have a driveway. There's still a few little markers out there, but you can get in and out much easier now.
Yeah. Well, that's good because I know you got some storms out that way. So
we did.
It's nothing worse than having a storm when you have construction going. So I'm glad you got that completed. But anything you need as well at Beckwith's Car Care, they really strive to take care of the customer. And, you know, you're just customer-driven.
Making car care convenient.
And all of your crew out there does a great job. So if you need your car serviced, give them a call, 281-540-2000. That's Beckwith's Car Care in Humble.
And then a bit north of us, when you head up into Spring, there's Green and White Automotive. Have been there for over four decades. And, again, these shops that have had the same name year after year, decade after decade.
That's right.
It means they're taking care of their customers in the community. So Green and White Automotive, for everything from simple maintenance to more complex diagnostics, just a little bit east of I-45 on Spring Cypress, 281-353-7682. And then all the way on the southwest side of town, David's Auto Central in Stafford. Again, years and years and years of taking care of customers with quality automotive repair and maintenance services. David and his crew is absolutely the place to go in Stafford, Texas. 281-499-9684.
And, of course, we got to thank our title sponsor, BG Products.
BG Products.
Number one name in preventative maintenance. We're glad to have them. We love BG Products. We talk about them all the time, but we talk about them because they work.
They do.
And we use them in our own vehicles and all of our customers' vehicles. And it really, it's a great service, you know, to offer to the customers because you can get a lifetime protection. Mm-hmm. For just doing your general maintenance that needs to be done on your vehicle anyway.
Yeah, chances are you will never need that protection plan because the BG products work so well. But there are times that no matter what you do, no matter how you maintain a vehicle, you're going to end up with a mechanical problem.
That's correct.
And BG comes right to the table and takes care of you.
Yep, they will back it up. Lifetime protection. There's no extra charge for doing the service, so you can always go to bgfindashop.com and put a zip code in and find your local service center, or go to autoprosradio.com. All of our preferred service centers are listed on there, and they all do the BG products.
Because they work.
That's right.
They are the number one name when it comes to additives for your cars. Mm-hmm. Automotive nutrition for your car.
Well, give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We did get an email from one of our listeners this week from Steele, and they're having a car show out in Galveston at the convention center today, mm-hmm. and he has a beautiful 66 Chevy pickup. It's a light blue with a white top, and in the inside, outside, it's really, really in great condition. And I think the weather's going to be pretty good down there in Galveston. The weather's kind of moved on out.
I think the rain has passed.
They're going to have mostly indoor in the convention center, but he did say that they're going to have some outdoor cars out there too. So if you're looking for a good car show to go to, go out to Galveston. Take a trip down there and check out the Galveston Convention Center car show.
I am
going to
put
a lot of fun.
I'm going to put some of the pictures of Steele's truck, what really is a beautiful truck, on our Facebook page, and also the general information about the Galveston Corvette Chevy Show.
Corvette Chevy Show. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Corvettes have been around forever, and not everybody drives a Corvette. And it's kind of funny whenever I take claims on Corvettes, the ones that I do get, they have, most of them have very low miles.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's 10 years old, it's probably got 25,000 miles on it, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's always the Corvette that you'd like to find, you know, somebody that's really taking care of it, because, you know, Corvette owners are a little different breed. You know, they really love them, and they have clubs out there that people get together, and they do their own car shows and, you know, different car events and things like that. But they're always fun to drive. They came a long way from, you know, the old Stingray, as I used to call it, because you used to get in those Corvettes, and it was kind of like sitting in a derby car or a box.
Right. And and it was so tight to the road, which is part of what's great about it.
Right.
But you've also, you know, you kind of have to appreciate the bumps and the shakes and feeling that road all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the newer ones are a lot smoother.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine that had a 1971 Chevy Corvette convertible with a 4-speed manual transmission in it.
Oh, yeah.
And he bought that car, and come to find out, actually belonged to Matthew McConaughey at one time.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It really did. And so it was pretty neat, and he finally sold that car. He had a really good time, and he had two or three Corvettes prior to that one, but he really liked that convertible. You know, the days that you can get out in Texas and enjoy a convertible, he really did. But give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Let's get out and go to work. Who's up, Robert?
Let's go and talk to Jim in Sugar Land.
Morning, Jim.
Yes, good morning. I've got a boat engine in the, I think I put new, and the engine won't turn over. I put new battery in it.
Yes, sir.
And I think the cables may be bad, because they're about 12 years old, the cables are.
Mm-hmm.
How do I check the before I replace the cables?
You would do what's called a voltage drop test on the cable. Do you have a voltmeter? Do you have a voltmeter?
No, but I can get one.
So basically what you do is you take the voltmeter, you set it to volts, and then you take one end and put it at the battery terminal, and take the other end and put it where it connects to the engine. And then when you try and crank it or something, the reading on the meter, and I like and when I say connect, like you connect to the positive terminal, then you're going to go down and connect on the starter, on the big terminal on the starter. So you have positive on both ends. So it should read zero at all times. If the voltage is the same at both ends, it should read zero. So you try and crank it, and you watch that meter, it should remain zero or no more than about a tenth of a volt. And same thing on the negative side. You go from the negative terminal on the battery to like the block of the engine, it should say negative, it should stay zero. Because a voltmeter reads the potential difference between two points. So if the difference is not, if it's the same on both ends, you should have zero.
So the resistance should be real low, I guess, huh?
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking resistance. I'm talking voltage.
Voltage.
Voltage is the true test. Resistance is just a number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you running single or dual batteries on that one?
Dual batteries. It'll start with one battery, but I do the indicator and put it to the second battery, and it won't start.
Okay, so you want to check from that battery, so your known good battery, disconnect it, okay? But you need to, you do have a battery switch where you can switch from one to two to turn them all off. So, you know, you could have a bad battery switch too.
All right. So check for voltage.
I mean, so if you try, have you put it on all where it's running both batteries and try to crank it?
No. On one battery it worked fine, and on the other one it wouldn't start at all.
Okay. So do the same test like Robert said, from the battery positive to the battery switch where those cables are hooked up. Do it at each end there, okay, and verify you're at zero, and then go down to the starter itself, because you may have, I assume that both the batteries are new.
So, right. Yeah, I just bought new batteries.
Yeah. So since
it, sure that was,
since,
yeah, that since wasn't
it, yeah, since it cranks on one battery, then you want to make sure that battery switch is good, because you could have an issue with that.
And just go from positive to positive with the voltmeter.
Yes.
Right, and it should read zero. Like I say, if you're reading 12 at both ends, 12 minus 12 is zero.
Okay. All right. I'll try that. That'll be a big help. Thanks.
All right.
Thank you.
Let us know, Jim. Appreciate it.
Yeah, let us know. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Yeah, you always want two batteries on a boat, because you don't want to get out there and get stranded. But those battery switches, you know, you never know. You select it one direction and it's open.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have anything, so you might as well have a dead battery.
A little harder to get a jump out in the water, right?
Yeah, it kind of is. I don't know. Most people out there, they're
pretty helpful.
Yeah, they're pretty helpful. You can always find somebody to tow you in, unless they're in a tournament or something and not ready to give up.
Right.
But, yeah, that's a part of being a happy boat owner.
Are there such things?
I don't know. Well, you've been looking for a boat.
I know.
I was
that's
just
why
asking.
I haven't bought one yet.
They say the two happiest days is the day they buy it and the day they sell it.
Right.
It was for me. I know that. When I had my boat, yeah.
I think I need to find a neighbor with a boat.
Yeah, that's right. That's always fun. But, you know, when you have a neighbor like that that's going to take you out on the boat, then you have to come home and help them clean it up, too.
Very true. But at least you're helping. You're not just cleaning.
That's the way most boat owners, they take all their friends out, and then when they get back to land, hey, we had a good time. See you. Then you got to go gas it up, and then you got to clean it up, and then you got to put storage in, or take it home, put it up in storage, whatever you need to do. But we are talking cars as well. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We have to take a short break. You're listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show on AM 700, KSEV The Voice. We'll be right back.
He shook his head and said, this ain't good. The timing belt's done shrunk, one size too small. No spark plug wires are a little too long. Your main prog spawner's nearly gone. Your injector ports are stripped, and that ain't all. Torque converter's running low on the torque, and that water pump's nearly down a quart. We caught it all in time, so you're in luck. He said, I've got the time and I've got the parts. Just give me the word and I'm ready to start. I think we can bring her in for $800.
Thank you for joining us this weekend on the Auto Pros Radio Show. Online, you can find us everywhere on Facebook at Auto Pros Radio. All of our shows, in case you missed one, and links to Auto Pros approved repair shops all over town, you can find it at autoprosradio.com. Shops you can trust are just a click away. You can always email us, info@autoprosradio.com, and be sure to tell your friends to tune in Saturday mornings, 10 to noon.
Beckwith's Car Care, the best automotive maintenance and repair shop in Humble, Texas. Lynn Beckwith and her staff are passionate about taking care of your vehicle. When you choose Beckwith's Car Care, you get an entire team of automotive professionals whose goal is to be the best in the industry, who are committed to earning your trust and dedicated to providing you impeccable service. Automotive repair and preventive maintenance service is their specialty. All repairs are backed with a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free shuttle service, pickup and delivery available for your convenience. Beckwith's will get you back on the road in a safe and timely manner. Give them a call today, 281-540-2000. Beckwith's Car Care.
Auto Tektronics, the number one automotive repair shop in the Katy area. It is recommended by the Auto Pros Radio Show. Robert Gruner has been in business for over 38 years, providing automotive repair and maintenance on all makes and models. The goal at Auto Tektronics is to repair your vehicle right the very first time. They provide great customer service and a peace of mind that your vehicle is safe and ready for the road. Auto Tektronics has all of the factory scan tool equipment to diagnose your vehicle and provides a 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty on all repairs. Located at 5330 East 5th Street in Katy, give them a call, 281-391-7617, and schedule an appointment today. That's 281-391-7617. Auto Tektronics in Katy.
BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance. Carbon buildup in your engine will reduce your fuel economy, cause engine hesitation, rough idle, and excessive oil consumption. BG Products has you covered for all your fluid maintenance services and fuel system cleaning needs. They are so confident in the quality of their product, they back it up with a lifetime protection plan. All of our Auto Pros preferred service centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at autoprosradio.com or go to bgfindashop.com to find a BG service center near you. That's BG Products, the number one name in preventative maintenance.
Whether you're rolling in a daily driver or a DeLorean, David's Auto Central in Stafford can take care of all of your vehicle needs. From preventive maintenance to advanced diagnostic services, you can count on David and his staff to take care of both you and your vehicles. With decades of experience and a commitment to quality, David's Auto Central can handle all of your mechanical repairs, maintenance, fleet, and even customization needs. Learn more at davidsautocentral.com or visit David and his amazing staff at 2526 5th Street in Stafford. 281-499-9684. That's 281-499-9684. David's Auto Central.
Hey, this is Robert. Thank you for tuning in to Auto Pros Radio. If you need us during the week, email us at info@autoprosradio.com. You can listen to all of our episodes by going to autoprosradio.com, and you can find a list of our approved shops located all around Houston and surrounding areas. And don't forget to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday from 10 to noon on KSEV.
Welcome back to Auto Pros Radio on this gloomy Saturday morning in Houston, Texas. I'm Lynn Beckwith with Beckwith's Car Care out in Humble. And across the table from me is Mr. Robert Gruner with Auto Tektronics in Katy. Yeah. And our diesel dynamo and warranty wizard, the one and only Jody Chester.
Yes, ma'am. We're glad to be here.
We are here to answer your questions, help you out with maybe some automotive problems you might be having. 281-558-5738. And we're going to go right out to work about a 2004 Jeep Wrangler with Dallas. Welcome to the Auto Pros Radio Show, Dallas.
Hi.
Good morning.
Morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How can we help?
Well, I got it's a 5-speed manual.
Okay.
I put a new clutch. The hydraulic systems have been replaced. And I changed the fluid, you know, over to the red line. And when I did change the fluid, it had brass in it. So, I know it's got the synchros or got some wear on them.
Mm-hmm.
It shifts just fine, though. It hits every gear, no problem. But it's just when you're driving down the road, this thing, the shifter just buzzes.
Yeah, probably got a bad bearing in it, if I had to guess.
Bad bearing. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I mean,
input bearing?
Yeah, I mean, you replaced the pilot bearing and all that stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. Flywheel, clutch, everything.
Yeah. Did it do that before you replaced the clutch?
Being honest with you, I never got it up that fast. The clutch was so bad in it.
When it's buzzing like that, if you push in on the clutch and just coast, does it still do it?
Yeah, I haven't tried that. You know,
because if you push in on the clutch and you throw it in neutral, then nothing inside the tranny really should be turning much, just the back.
Right.
And so if it all goes away and then when you let out on the clutch, it, you know, you start turning the transmission and then it starts buzzing again, well, then it'd have to be something in the transmission. Just about. What do you think, Jody?
Yeah, it definitely could be. Is the shifter vibrating back and forth, or are you just hearing the noise?
Just the noise. You know, it's right up in the knob. You put your hand on the knob, it goes away.
I just wonder if you have something setting up, kind of a vibration that's causing it. It sounds like a kind of reverberating type noise that you're hearing. I guess did you check your transmission mounts, engine mounts, all that appear to be good?
Yeah, all that stuff's good. But you know what? The rear tires are chopped up.
Are they?
When I bought this thing, I bought it for $5,000, so it's a pretty good deal.
Sure.
Runs great. I mean, this thing runs like a top. No check engine light, nothing. Even the e-lockers work.
Nice.
So like I said, this is the only real problem I'm having with it. It's just that buzzing, you know, it just drives you up the wall. Other than that, it don't pop out of gear or nothing. But yeah, I haven't tried what you're talking about. What was it going to say? I forget what I was going to say, but yeah. I was a mechanic for a long time, 20 years. Retired, I had cancer. And so I don't get to work on them much. But it's a top loader, so I can get to that part of it. Do you think it would have anything to do with the where the shifter goes down into it?
Well, it could. You know, because normally there's bushings inside there for that shifter ball. You know,
yeah,
it sits inside there.
Right.
Does the shifter, does it have any kind of excessive slack or anything?
Not really. Man, it slips right into gear so easy. It's like butter.
Okay. You know? If you're sitting still and you put it in neutral, you let your foot out on the clutch and you just raise the engine RPM up, does it buzz?
Let me try that real quick.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, that's going to kind of give you an indication.
Yeah, cause
normally, like the input bearing, though, you're going to hear that noise all the time while you're cruising. You know, and it's not just going to be, you said it's at certain speeds as well, correct?
Once you get up to around...
cruising speed?
About 50, 55, you know. Now, once you get past, like, up into 70, it kind of starts to go away.
I just wonder if and you said those rear tires are really, really chopped, huh?
Yeah, it's got those Dick C-Pack.
Oh, yeah.
I hate these tires, but, you know, it's what it, they're 33-1250s. It's starting to drive so straight because the front ones are perfect. I think what it is when he sold it to me, they came off of an independent suspension.
Oh, okay.
And he put the chopped ones on the back. But it was a great deal. I said, well, I can put tires on it later.
Right, yeah.
How old are the tires?
They're not that old. I mean, they've got a lot of tread. That's why I went on here just trying to get as much out of them as I can. But they're vibrant.
You might try just swapping front and rear tires, you know, just to see if it changes the noise. If you put the smooth ones on the back, you know.
Yeah, see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'll try that, guy.
You know, but
give that a whirl, because those tires, if they're really, really chopped, it may be setting up some vibration, you know, through the drive line, you know, that's going to make that shifter. Because if you can just put your hand on it and make it stop, you know, I think you're setting up some type of vibration in the vehicle more so than something internal with the trans.
Good. That's, you know.
Because it's not uncommon, like you said, when you change the fluid and you find some metal, some brass material, that's not uncommon to find in a manual trans.
Right, that's what I was figuring. But you know, if it was bad synchros, it'd be, you know,
it'd pop out.
Hard
of gear.
Hard to put in gear and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think this thing's like butter. I mean, it's you know, other than that buzzing noise, it just drives you up the wall. But yeah, I'll try that, and I appreciate your help.
All right, Dallas.
Thank you. Let us know how it turns out.
I sure will. Thank you.
Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
We didn't even get the Jeep lady to comment on that.
No, I was
really?
Quiet.
Come on. What is it, Lynn?
Does your shifter vibrate in your Jeep?
You know what? It does not. It actually, mine for, it's a 2002 TJ. Yeah. So it is an old Jeep, and it looks like it's an old Jeep. But, it runs amazingly smooth. It's got that 4-liter in it, and everything just shifts so smooth. But I'm not off-road on it very often. And, when you take, that's what they're designed for, but that doesn't mean it's not hard on them all the same. And I was thinking, as you were talking about the tires, even if they have a lot of tread, it doesn't mean that rubber's not getting old, too. Yeah. So if you add some cupping, and then if the rubber's a little stiffer than it used to be.
We always talk about if tires are 5 years old or older, get rid of them. Mm-hmm. Because you take a chance on blowing out a tire.
Well, and I've seen on a motorcycle what a different tire change can do.
Oh, absolutely.
And, it's the same thing on a car. It's a little safer because you have four of them on the ground. But, you're still going to feel the effects somewhere. And all that revolution on a tire creates, a cycle. I know there's a fancier word for it.
Different tread designs, or react different to the road. So you may get more road noise through your tires, especially like he's got these Dixie Peck tires, those are like mud tires.
No, man.
And those things just don't.
They're horrible.
I mean, they're good for what,
what they're made for.
The mud.
Yeah, but when you get them on 59 going 65, 70 miles an hour,
it's not a good highway tire.
No.
Not at all.
No, and, you talk about tires. I had one time I had a customer, we did an alignment on a car, and then he goes and gets new tires put on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they, for some reason, put it back on their alignment machine, wherever it was he took it. And he shows me the sheet because he was wanting to come back. He said, we didn't align it right.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, what do you mean? And he goes, well, see here on the sheet, they made this little adjustment. Now it drives completely different. And I looked at it, and they had made a 1/100th of a degree toe adjustment on one side.
Wow.
Okay. And I said, there's no way that little adjustment's going to make it drive different. And he goes, well, after they put the tires on it, I said, wait a minute.
Tires.
You put new tires on it? Mm-hmm. He goes, yeah. And I go, it's going to drive totally different with new tires.
Right.
And I mean, I don't think people realize, like you say, as the rubber gets hard and gets old and hard, it completely affects the way the car feels when you drive it.
Yeah.
I mean, when you put a fresh set of tires on, it's like a new car.
Well, and the type of tire, too. Some tires are softer rubber than others. There's so many variables that you don't
get. The balance.
Yeah, the balance. And I know one time we put a set of tires on a lady's Honda, and she wanted the exact same ones that the car came with, and they were a Goodyear tire. And so we got the exact same ones, put them on there. Man, when you'd get up to 55, those things would sing like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sing.
And the first set did not?
No. And when I called the tire company, said, hey, this lady, but we'll send you, what do you want? I mean, like they had a bunch of them.
They knew there was complaints on those.
Yeah, they had a bunch of
them. They changed something in the tread.
Yeah, they did. It's something different. But I mean, it literally would make this loud singing noise.
Well, it used to be you could just go buy tires, and it really didn't seem like that big of a deal. We talked last week a little bit about all-wheel drive cars. And if you're out there driving an all-wheel drive vehicle, which a whole lot of them are, you need to have even tread on all four tires, which typically means replacing all four at once.
I saw it coming in today. I saw there was a Tesla driving real slow with its lights flashing.
I saw that.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I was behind it when I thought it ran out of gas for a minute, but
that's funny.
But then that's a Tesla.
And I thought, was he sitting on the side of the road?
He was pulling off of Kirkwood, right?
Yeah, he had a flat tire on the front.
Yeah,
it was on
I saw that when I went by.
Passenger front, yeah. And I saw him. I mean, the thing was like on the rim. And I was like, holy cow, man, that's got to be expensive.
Well, and Tesla lost their official luxury car status.
Did they?
Yeah. They were viewed as a luxury car until recently. And I'm guessing, they've come up out with some models that are a little bit more economical.
Well, even the ones that, like even if you get inside of them, they're kind of bare. It's not like hopping in a Lexus or something.
Yeah. And it's a whole different driving experience. You don't really hit the brake unless you're in an emergency. You just take your foot off the gas.
I mean, when one comes in for a state inspection, for the safety, which of course they won't have to do anymore. I like the first time my guy got in, he's like, "Where's the mileage?" I mean, couldn't find the mileage.
Uh-huh.
And had to go get the, you got to press this and this. And there it is.
Right.
It's in that big old screen.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of vehicles now that even to adjust the air conditioner, you're dealing with a screen. Mm-hmm. And I love technology, but when you're driving down the road, you don't need to be pushing five buttons. You just need a nice little analog dial that you can turn the volume up and down.
Yeah, like in my Edge. All the AC stuff is in the screen.
Yeah.
And when I'm trying to change temperature, it's like, you got to watch what you're doing. And, of course, you're not looking at the road.
Right.
And whereas in my truck, it's a mechanical knob. It's much easier to deal with.
Yeah, you've got the muscle memory. You just reach over and you do it.
You can, like in mine, my vehicle's my wife's Grand Cherokee, you have the option of both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do it through the touch screen or you still have the manual controls like we're used to. Fan switch, turn it up, it's getting hot, change the temperature. You know, you can all do that. The touchscreen feature is kind of nice.
It's groovy.
Because
you
can arrange it, you know, where you have a one-touch button and things like that. But it's just not always convenient when you need to keep your eyes on the road.
And most of them will respond to voice, but I don't know. Some of them are hit and miss on that, you know.
They've gotten better with the voice recognition
on
a lot of vehicles. Some of them are kind of poor, and then if you have an accent, it doesn't work as well sometimes. But that's technology. But give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. We're here to help you out with your car questions, car problems.
I know out there at the Tesla place on 290, there's a whole row of those Cybertrucks now, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're very interesting. I'm not going to say I like them or dislike them. I haven't been in one, they are very interesting.
They're ugly. Let's go ahead and talk to John and Tomball on a carburetor. John, you're on Auto Pros Radio.
Is my signal coming in?
Yes, sir.
Clear.
Loud and clear.
Good. My old truck, 351 Ford, a Motocraft original carburetor. We've done everything we know to do. It's surging. It'll run smooth, then it'll die down. It'll go, My friend says it's overfueling.
Right.
I need to adjust my jets in the bottom of the carburetor. Mm-hmm. Give me your professional opinion what I need to do.
This is a two-barrel Motocraft?
Yes, sir.
Well, you shouldn't have to change the jets or anything.
No, clean the jets, maybe.
Yeah,
no,
but,
I said adjust.
No, but you don't adjust the jets. You're talking about the idle mixture screws.
Yes, down in bottom, one on each side.
Well, it's on the outside of the carburetor in the front.
I know it.
Okay,
come on.
Okay, I'm just making sure we're talking about the same thing. And you would turn them all the way in and then back them out like about two turns, and then from there you can either go in a quarter turn at a time till you hear it start the idle rough. Then you know you're too lean. Then come back out a quarter turn, and that's about where you'd be. The other thing is you want to make sure that the power valve is not blown on it.
What happened, because we went through the carburetor filter fuel pump, and it was running like a sewing machine, and I believe the power valve popped on me. Well, I ain't nobody $9 part. What do you expect?
Did it ever backfire? Because usually when they backfire, they'll blow that power valve.
Yes.
Yeah, because if it backfires through the carburetor, it'll pop that diaphragm, and then it just sucks fuel like crazy.
Well, it's not hard to get to. It was easier than I thought.
Yes,
but
it is.
But I had to take a spark plug cap off, take the distributor off, and I got plenty of room, so it's power valve. Exactly what I thought, sir.
Yeah, that's what it probably is.
Okay.
All right. Let's change it out. Let us know how it comes out.
Well, I did it once. And like I said, it's like grandma's sewing machine.
Yeah.
I was never so happy in my life. Okay. Is this Jody?
Yes, sir.
Your trailer guy?
Yes, sir.
Came to see me. What a good experience.
Oh, well, good. That was Doug.
Wonderful. Yes. Now I'm back in spring. 25 years in Tomball. Now I'm back in spring.
Oh, well, very good. I'm glad he was able to help you out.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks for the advice.
Yes, sir.
Thanks
you, John.
Thanks for the call.
Appreciate the call.
All right. Talking about carburetors, I'm going to put some pictures on our Facebook page of what ethanol does to the inside of a fuel system. Happens to be a carburetor, but it happens on your fuel injection, too. So go to Auto Pros Radio on Facebook.
That's right. We got to back out, take a short break. You're listening to the Auto Pros Radio Show, AM 700, KSEV The Voice. We'll be right back. Hey!
Are you needing to have your vehicle's scheduled maintenance performed or mechanical repairs done? Don't wait. Go to autoprosradio.com, see all of our recommended preferred service centers in your area, and give them a call today to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced and have that peace of mind your vehicle will be safe. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Is your transmission slipping, jerking, or making funny noises? Well, let me recommend the great folks at Gary's Transmission Service. Whether you have a classic car or a late model vehicle, Gary's will diagnose your problem and let you know if it's a transmission problem or something else that makes it feel like a transmission problem. The experts at Gary's Transmissions are trained in today's most complex transmissions for both foreign and domestic. All transmission rebuilds come with a local 2-year, 24,000-mile parts and labor warranty, including annual preventive maintenance service at no charge during the warranty period. Quality transmission repairs done right. 281-347-8888. Gary's Transmission Service.
Green and White Automotive, located at 1020 Spring Cypress Road, just east of I-45 North. They've been servicing the Spring and surrounding areas for over 40 years. Green and White Automotive is a family-owned business delivering honest and professional automotive repair and maintenance services. The technicians at Green and White are ASC certified and can handle any automotive repair on foreign and domestic vehicles. They understand your vehicle is a major investment and will care for each customer's vehicle as if it was their own. To schedule an appointment today, call 281-353-7682. That's Green and White Automotive.
Hi, this is Jody. If you missed part of the show, no worries. Go to autoprosradio.com. If you need some repairs or general maintenance performed to keep your vehicle safely on the road, click on the preferred automotive shops and find a repair shop in your area recommended by Robert, Jody, and Lynn, the Auto Pros. Have a car question during the week? Send us an email at info@autoprosradio.com. And remember to tell your friends about the Auto Pros Radio Show every Saturday, 10 to noon, here on AM 700 KSEV.
Today's vehicles are a huge investment and they need special care. BG Products and Services will keep your vehicle performing like new. A lack of maintenance on your vehicle can cost you thousands of dollars in repair bills and unscheduled downtime. Don't let this happen to you. BG has you covered for all of your fluid maintenance and fuel system cleaning needs. Plus, you will receive a complimentary lifetime protection plan on qualified vehicles. All of the AutoPros Preferred Service Centers offer the BG services because they work. Find a list of preferred service centers at autoprosradio.com or go to bgfindashop.com to find a local BG service center near you. That's bgfindashop.com. BG Products, the number one name in preventive maintenance.
All right, welcome back to Auto Pros Radio Show. I'm Robert with Autotechtronics, here with Mr. Jody Chester and Lynn Beckwith.
Howdy, y'all.
Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSUV. Let's go out and talk to Ron. Ron, you're on Auto Pros Radio.
And a great day to everybody.
First, yes, sir.
First of all, let me tell you how good your screener is. He's cordial and very pleasant. So thank you.
Oh, way to go, Gary.
Oh, man. Right. This must be one of Gary's
get
friends.
The bell ring for Mr. GBK.
How much did you pay? How much did you pay him?
No.
He does a great job.
He is. He's amazing. He's underappreciated and amazing.
Two different sizes, front and rear. Mm-hmm. And they tell me that this will wear the tires out, and hence the manufacturer's warranty is only half of what it should be. What are your thoughts on that?
I missed the beginning of that. Start over again.
Two different size tires, front and rear.
Right?
Sir.
Yeah,
yes,
so,
sir.
So you can't rotate them is the issue.
Right only, yes.
Yeah, so the problem that you run into on those type vehicles is as the tires start to wear, they start to chop just a little bit or cup. You normally can alleviate that by rotating front to back, but in your case you can't. So the only thing that you can really do is they have to break the tires down and turn them inside.
Yeah.
You know, and let them wear like that. But the you're not going to get much longevity out of those tires just due to that reason.
I never thought about turning them inside out, but yeah.
Yeah, it definitely helps, you know, because that's basically the only kind of rotation that you can do on the front. Now, I have seen where there's some aftermarket camber adjustment kits and things like that. We did this on the Infiniti and put the kit on there and tried to align it, and it would help with the tires. The issue was we kept getting a false ABS light because it just wasn't reading the speed signal correctly. So that didn't work out very well, but yeah, the tires, you know, maybe 20,000 miles, about all you get out of them.
That's exactly right. Okay, keep up the good work, and thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Give us a call, 281-558-5738.
That's the drawback. That's
two different sizes.
A little
tires.
Different than all-wheel drive. You got two different sizes, so yeah, you can't, rotate them every 5,000, 6,000 miles like you could on a vehicle that's got the same size tire. So, you know, tires are going to chop. They're going to wear some on the front, you know, as long as, even if you have an alignment, you know, that's perfect, you know, they still have to be rotated to keep them nice and smooth and level them out. And you just can't do it on that type setup.
All right, let's go and talk to Paul on 05, Paul in Missouri City. Paul, you're on Auto Pros Radio.
All right, thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a crack in the timing chain cover. And I actually had to change that not too long ago because of the same reason. And I couldn't believe when I found out that those covers are made out of a composite material.
Mm-hmm, right.
So my question is, if I decide to change it myself, do I actually have to drop the oil pan cover too?
Which motor do you have in that one?
It's the 4.3.
Yeah, that's got that. They call it a one-time use timing cover.
Correct.
Yeah, it's even it's stamped on there. They don't want you reusing it because it's like a composite plastic type cover. So, you know, they're going to warp over time.
Yeah.
That type of thing. Yeah. So it's
composite's a nice way of saying plastic.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, they've incorporated a lot of, you know, plastic materials to lighten things up and help with the fuel economy and so forth. You know, it kind of helps them do that. But on that particular engine, let's see if you have to pull that on the front cover. I'm trying to remember if you have to pull that lower oil pan or not.
I had it the first time I had it done. I had a shop do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't. I don't know what all they did, but I don't remember doing that on my '78 big 10 Silverado.
No, because those had it's a rubber seal, you know, that goes in front of that oil pan. And so it was one of those things you could sneak the covers out, you know, and then you'd have to clean everything up real good and go back with a little touch of silicone or something.
Exactly.
Some of them have it where, you know, there's a pan gasket there, and you can cut the pan gasket right at the block and then come back with silicone, things like that.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, when you do those, you take the first four or five bolts loose on the oil pan to kind of give you a little give.
On the 4.3, it does show – procedure-wise to remove the oil pan.
Yeah, I was trying to get away from that, but
I mean, that's the best way to do it, to make it leak free.
Yeah,
exactly.
The proper procedure.
Yeah, and then sometimes if you look and you see a little leakage on your pan, well, then you might as well just go ahead and do it, you know, and fix two leaks.
Okay. So that being said, were those, like I said, I had a shop do it, so when you buy the new cover, will it have the oil seal already on there?
Some of them come with it and some don't. It just depends what kind you buy.
Yeah. I like a Delco part. I think on those they do come the seals part of the cover itself.
Okay. Yeah, the other option was the Dorman. But the thing about it is the manual also tells me that these don't come with a gasket, that all you use is just a sealant.
Uh-huh.
So I guess would that be okay just to use this if it just comes with the pan, and I think it does come with a sealant. That'll be okay.
That's what you want to use, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to make sure that you get everything nice and clean. Use some good brake cleaner, you know, to clean up both surfaces, and then
exactly.
you don't overdo on the silicone. You know, but you just want a nice bead on there, but you don't want to overload it because you just get too much, and then all that silicone is just going to squeeze into the pan. And I've seen, I call it silicone overload, but people would put so much on the pan just because they're afraid, you know, it's going to leak.
Right.
And then the pieces, as it rolls over into the oil pan, it starts to flake off, and then it gets on your pickup screen and starves it for oil.
That's when it gets like that, man, that's really overdoing it. But
yeah, so you know, if a little good, a lot's better. That's not the case when you're dealing with the silicones.
But
you do want to use the proper type sealer, because some use a normal silicone, some use like an anaerobic type sealer.
Mm-hmm.
So if the oil, you know, whatever the oil pan comes with, the main thing is getting everything nice and clean.
Yes, sir. One last word on this. I noticed also that any time that you disturb that sensor, you got to do that variation learning procedure on it also too, right?
Crankshaft variation relearn?
On the crank sensor?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you may have to, because, I mean, if you don't get a check engine light or anything on that indicates that code, because
right.
it will pop that check engine light right on if you have to do the crankshaft relearn on there.
Right, right. That's what I'm afraid of, and I don't want to drive it like that. I'm sure it's going to have a flashing engine light, right?
No, it'll just have a steady one.
Oh, okay.
When you don't do that, it'll be steady.
I guess I could just drive it to the shop that did it and have them relearn it.
Yeah, you can.
Do you have a check engine light or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right, not right now. I don't.
No, then you can be fine, because you're just undoing that sensor, and putting it back in the cover. So probably won't have to do that. But if you do, make sure when that crank sensor's out, you look at the O-ring seal on there, because what happens, those tend to kind of swell up, and so when you try to put them back in there, it kind of pushes it out to one direction. You could end up with an oil leak around there. So.
You're talking about the O-ring?
The O-ring on the crank sensor, yes, sir.
Yeah, I believe they tell you to, if you're going to pull it out, you might as well just put a new one on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes they'll swell up some mud. Once you pull them out, you can't hardly get them back in there.
Right.
I hear you, yeah. I've gone through that before. All right, guys, I sure do appreciate the info. Y'all have a good one. Be safe.
Thanks for your call, Paul. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I was looking up in the catalog there on that front cover. It says, the GM one, it says, includes bolt, grommet, insert, and seal.
It comes with everything
just about.
Well, that's good. It comes with the front crank seal. They don't want you beating on that cover and
right.
You know, driving one out. And I'm sure there's aftermarket kits out there that you can reuse it. But when the manufacturer stamps on there,
don't reuse it.
One time use,
yeah.
Do not reuse. Don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, because you're going to go back in there and start all over again.
Well, and there's so much labor involved in vehicle repairs these days. You don't want to do it twice.
Yeah. But once you replace it, you know, I mean, due to age, I can see you're going to get a crack.
Yeah.
You know, over time, with all the heat of the engine and everything, and the plastic starts to really get hard, yes, you can get a crack in there, but it's going to last.
Yeah, and, you know, like you're talking about trying to bang that that seal in there, you know, that we were doing valve covers on a Nissan yesterday, and while they'll sell you a valve cover gasket, they won't sell you spark plug tube seals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
They're part of the valve cover.
Yeah, they got the valve.
Right. Got to buy the valve cover, which they're not bad. They were like they're $100 a piece or something like that. But
I remember the Toyotas, they had the little ears.
Yeah.
That
peel
you,
up.
You could peel them up and drive them out. You could get them aftermarket, like through Felpro or somebody.
Yeah.
You can get them like that, but you couldn't get them from Ford.
Yeah.
Valve cover only.
Yeah. Well,
always
I know.
Always one component.
Yeah. Well, because one time, the very first time we did those Nissans, somebody was saying, if you buy a seal for a Honda something or other,
you
it
can
fits.
Use it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, great. So we get one. Oh, yeah. It looks like it'll fit. Start trying to hammer that seal out. Oh, we need a cover now.
Right.
You know? I mean, the thing's plastic and brittle. It just ain't going to hold up.
That's right. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. Let's run out to Rosenberg and say good morning to Jay. Jay, you're on with the Auto Pros. How can we help you?
Thank you. Yeah, I bought a 2020 Ford Escape, and I traded in a really cool Mustang for this thing, and I'm kicking myself every day for it. But I've noticed whenever I try to turn a corner, this thing wants to stall on me, and if I go ahead and step down on the gas, it'll go on.
Mm-hmm. Which motor's in this one?
It's not the EcoBoost. Well, it's the EcoBoost thing.
The 1.5. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many miles are on this one?
About 27,000.
Okay. How long has it been doing this?
Oh, for just a few days now. I just noticed I bought this thing to go back and forth to work in, save gas. But and I got to admit, on the highway one day going to Huntsville, I got 43.5. So
nice.
Wow, that's awesome. Is it a hybrid model?
No, I don't. It's not a hybrid. It's the
it's a little 1.5 turbo.
Yeah. It's a zippy little thing. It'll get up and go. But
so when it stalls, you have to restart it, or you just have to give it fuel?
No, it just it's like it wants to die, and then all of a sudden it'll pick up and take off again.
Yeah. I mean, with only 20,000, you wouldn't think it'd have any sludge buildup in the throttle body, but, I mean, that'd probably be the first place to start.
How's your RPM? Does this seem to be running normal at idle?
Yeah, everything runs fine. I noticed that these escapes have had some problems electronically and with the transmissions, but it just kind of concerned me. I almost got hit one day because I went to turn the corner, and this guy ran the light, and that thing stalled on me, and it finally picked up and took off, and he barely missed me.
Seeing there's a service bulletin that says chatter shutter during low-speed turning event. How about that? That sound right?
That sounds about right, because I noticed only when I turn.
It won't do it at idle or anything like that.
It says maybe due to contamination of the rear unit fluid, like the rear. I guess it's all wheel drive.
It's what?
Is it all wheel drive?
No.
I was saying the rear unit, like it's the rear differential. It sounds like.
I don't really know what model this one's got. All the bells and whistles in it.
I bet it might be all wheel drive. But they're talking about the rear unit, which, like, it's a rear different. You see that TSB, Jody?
Nah, I wasn't in an all-wheel drive. But you're sure it's just a two-wheel drive? It's not an all-wheel drive, right?
Yes, two-wheel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then that bulletin wouldn't apply.
Oh.
But you said, yeah, when you come to a stop, it doesn't hesitate or do anything like that. It's only when you're going to turn.
Only whenever I turn the corner and step on the gas, it'll kind of hesitate, and then it'll back up again.
Okay, and that's gonna have electronic steering on it too. So remember, I was thinking about, you know, power steering, cutout switches, and things like that. But this is going to be electronic steering, so I don't see anything there. You know, the first thing that comes to mind, like Robert said, you know, even with the mileage that you have on there, you know, dirty throttle bodies can do exactly what you're talking about. But
yeah.
Normally, it just doesn't do it on turns. That's what's kind of strange. Have you had it back to the dealer or anything over there to have them take a look at it?
No, I'm due to go in for an oil change, so probably get them checked out. But it just struck me odd.
Well, we're up against the break here. You want to hang on through the break and talk about this more?
I think I'll just go ahead and take it into them. But first thing I thought of was the throttle body.
Yeah. Well, try that out and let us know what happens. Back out here at the top of the hour. We'll be back for the second hour. You're listening to Auto Pros Radio Show here on 700 KCB The Voice. We'll be right back.
On for more of the Auto Pros Radio Show here on KCB The Voice of Texas.